Okay, Shalom Aleichem, thank you for coming. We're beginning Yeridaya Simin Shin Ayin Ches, which is the Simin of Seudas Havra'a for an Ish and an Isha. And fine. So the Gemara tells us, the Gemara comments, that an Avel is Aser Lecho Mishalo, an Avel cannot eat his own food. And the Gemara says, "Biyom Rishon," but Shulchan Aruch paskins Avel Aser LaEchol Mishalo B'Seuda Rishona. In other words, the lashon of the Gemara is different than the lashon of Shulchan Aruch. That according to the Gemara, the Isser is to eat Biyom Rishon. According to Shulchan Aruch, the Isser is by Seuda Rishona, by the first meal. Tosfos paskins straight up that the Isser is all of Yom Rishon, but the Rush in Siman Pei Tes disagrees with Tosfos, and the Rush says that the Isser is only Seuda Rishona, like it appears in Shulchan Aruch. The second meal already, it's Mutter, and then Shulchan Aruch adds that there's a mitzvah on the neighbors to give the Avel food, Shiachiluhu Mishalahem, etc. Good. Next diyuk to make. The Lashon HaGemara is that an Avel is forbidden, le'echol lechem mishalo. No? He can't eat bread. The Rishonim who are mitzate to the Gemara, the Rif and the Rush, they take out the word lechem. Which is also interesting, suggestive, whatever term you want to use. But the fact is we notice these differences. These issues, or at least some of the issues, may depend on the fundamental question as to what is Seudas Havra'a. The Rabbeinu Yerucham is quoted by the Beis Yosef, that the reason why there's Seudas Havra'a, Zakt Rabbeinu Yerucham, is because we're worried that since the Avel is Ne'enach, since the Avel is so sad, depressed, upset, he writes, "Ki ha'avel doeg v'nenach al meso ve'eino choshesh lechol." The avel is upset about his loss, and therefore he won't eat. Ki ritzono lomos hu gam kein al kein sivahu lechol mishalacherim. Right, that's what Rabbeinu Yochum says. That because he's worried, so therefore there's a mitzvah to give him food so that he doesn't kill himself. Basically, va'poches o yifchos misud rishayna. Right. The minimum should be one meal, but Lamaisa, according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, Nahagu Kol Shiva Yomim, to give him food. It sounds like for the Rabbeinu Yerucham, which is a Sfaradi practice that the Bar Hetiv quotes in Os Vav here, that for all 7 days of Shiva, they give the Avel food. Good. So let's go slowly. Rabbeinu Yerucham says the reason is out the fact that we're worried the Avel will starve himself to death. It makes sense, therefore, that it should be for all 7 days, no? Mistama for a person, we all fast, right? One day, that's not such a big deal. Pashtus says you're not going to starve yourself in one day, but for the Rabbeinu Yerucham, the Inyan is a 7-day Inyan. The Lavush, however, disagrees with Rabbeinu Yerucham. The Lavush says that the mitzvah of Seudas Havra'a is a mitzvah of Gemilas Chesed that's done by the neighbors. There's Gemilas Chesed in order to, it's basically fundamentally Nechama. It's fundamentally their way of consoling the Avel, so they give him a meal. In other words, according to the Rabbeinu Yerucham, the Seudas Havra'a, the Inyan, is primarily for the Avel himself. Right, the mitzvah is, or I should say it's primarily focused on the Avel himself. But according to the Levush, the focus is on the Menachamim, not on the Avel. Two different approaches to how we understand this. This means that they're arguing whether Seudas Havra'a is a din in Avelos, right? Is it Nihuge Avelos? Or is Seudas Havra'a not Nihuge Avelos, but it's a din in Nechama? The Nafgaminas are going to be as follows, but we'll talk about it in a second. Yeah. The Levush is saying that the inyan of Seudas Havra'ah is a din in Nichum Aveilon. How am I menachem an Aveil? I bring him food. By the way, that would sound a shtickle like that Prisha that we spoke about yesterday, no? That Nichum Aveilon might not be a verbal requirement. It doesn't say that you have to say anything when I bring the Seudas Havra'ah, no? I just, a menachem via the Seuda. That's the way the Levush understands it. Rav Soloveitchik wanted to say that this machlokes between the Levush and the Rabbeinu Yerucham, this is found in Rabbi Konigsberg's Shi'urei Harav on page Memtes, might relate to whether there is Seudas Havra'ah on Yontiv, no? That's 2 days in the Taisvis on Daf Chaf. There's a Seudas Havra'ah, let's say, on Chol HaMoed, I should say. The Seudas Havra'ah on Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, you are Menachem and Avel. But the Nihuge Avelos don't apply on Chol HaMoed. Let's say the Kavura is on Chol HaMoed itself, no? So the din is that the Avel has certain restrictions on that time, certain Dvarim Shebet Sina may or may not apply. It's a Machlokes HaRishonim, but L'maisa, there is Nichum Aveilam on Chol HaMoed. That's Beferish in the Mishnah. But the Nihuge Aveilos, that doesn't apply. So if Havra'ah, and Tosis comments that there's a machlokes between the Rit and Rashi, as quoted in the Machzar Mi Victory, for some reason, right, that there's a machlokes about whether there's Havra'ah Beregel. If Havra'ah is out the Nichum, so there is Havra'ah Beregel. But if Havra'ah is not based on Nichum, if Havra'ah is based on Nihuge Avelos, if it's focused on the Avel himself, not on the Menachamim, which is closer to the Rabbeinu Yerucham, in other words, that the Rabbeinu Yerucham is saying that Mitzad the Avel, we're worried he's not going to eat, and therefore he might go overboard with his Nihuge Avelos, therefore we have a requirement to break him out of it. But if the Inyan is based on the Avel himself, it sounds like it's part of the Nihuge Avelos, so one could argue that does not apply on Chol HaMoed. That's what the Rav said. Yeah.
Why is there any Yerucham in Nihuge Avelos?
Why are there no Nihuge?
I understand.
The Rabbeinu Yerucham is saying that it's focused on the Avel himself more than it's on the Menachamim.
Why? They both have a chiyuv for the people to bring to the guys.
Yes, but the question is, yeah, obviously everyone holds he's usher to eat, therefore they bring him food. So they both have, there's a relationship here. But the question is sort of, what's the chicken, what's the egg? Which one is primary? The Rabbeinu Yerucham is saying that the primary focus that we have over here is the Avel. The Iker mitzvah of Havra'ah is mitzad the Avel.
Because he might die.
And why
am I doing Nichum? For me?
So, the Nichum L'chor is a mitzvah on...
As opposed to making sure he doesn't die? See, they're both... I have a chiyuv to make sure he gets a result.
I have a... Right. The point is that for Rabbeinu Yerucham, the focus is more on the Avel. For the Levush, the focus is more on the... It's not absolute... What you're arguing is that, no, maybe they're both... Maybe they'd agree. In other words, maybe Rabbeinu Yerucham would say, because I'm worried that you'll die, you have a mitzvah to me menachem me. Right? And the Levush is saying, I have a mitzvah to be menachem you because you might die. Or even if you might not die, I have a mitzvah to be menachem you because I... Right? The point is that the inyan that I might die has nothing to do with Nichum Aveilam per se.
Okay.
It might be a more extreme... Right? We're worried that the other will go overboard.
I don't understand. I'm not trying to link the Nichum with the death thing. I'm just saying they're both equally focused on the guy and the Menachemim.
I don't know. I think the Levush is more focused on the Menachemim. I think that's clear. The whole mitzvah is to be Menachem.
I don't know. Maybe the thing is that mitzvah to be Menachem is focused on the people doing the Menachem as opposed to the other.
The mitzvah...
Just because he's saying it's a mitzvah to be Menachem, it becomes the feeder's focus.
I mean, that's what it sounds like. I'm showing my inyan is to show the Avel that I care about him. I have many different ways of showing the Avel that I care about him. I come, I visit, I say I'm okay, Nachem Eschem. By bringing him food, I also show that I care. So it's one aspect of Nichum, right? It's not a totally the Chakira. It's not glatt. If that's what you're asking, yes. Yeah, again, the Rav says it in such an elegant way. It's a nice way of summarizing. Often Lamedus is like this, no? That the goal of Lamedus is to help us remember things better. And sometimes, yeah, you could say it both ways, but I think there is an important chakira here, which is what's the inyan of Seudas Havra? Is Seudas Havra primarily Avel focused, or is it primarily Menachem focused? Now, whether I'm going to plug that into the Levush versus Rabbeinu Yerucham or not, I don't know. But Yesh Lach, but Nichum Avelim is you're saying that Nichum Avelim is Avel focused also. But Nichum Avelim might have nothing to do with the Isser of the Avel to eat. Right? Remember, it says in Shulchan Aruch that the Avel is usher to eat, and therefore you bring and you bring him food. Right? If it's out, it's Nichum Avelim, so it has nothing to do with the Isser that he has to eat. For the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Isser to eat, so to speak, is linked to the mitzvah. Right? The inyan of the mitzvah is to overcome, since there's this Isser to eat, I'm worried that he's going to... Isser to eat on...
The Isser to eat only
the Isser to eat, since I'm worried that a priori he might not eat anything, therefore Chazal said, you know what, how do I make sure that that doesn't happen? I make sure by making it usher for him to eat, and then there's a chiyuv to feed him, so that we shouldn't have Rabbeinu Yeruchim's worst case scenario.
Right.
But the point is that the main focus is on the Avel's eating. Is on, right? I'm trying to think of a nicer way to say this. I mean, again, Yesh Lachkar, is the mitzvah to bring him food connected to his Isra to eat or not? Right? That one could argue that the mitzvah to bring him food is just a general kiyum of Nichum Avelim, and even if there'd be no Isser to for him to eat, there would still be some sort of kiyum of Nichum Avelim. Right? It's not necessarily linked. Rabbeinu Yeruchim is making this elaborate link between them. That's all I see. Are you going to be masking to that?
Yes, except for the details of the dinim, which are the same for both.
Okay.
They both agree that Gemara has dinim. They say even the people say Menachem, they agree that he's not allowed to eat.
Okay, so everyone. I shouldn't say everyone agrees. The Yerushalmi says that the relatives and the Shechinim. The Yerushalmi connects that there's an Isser to eat with a mitzvah to bring him food. That's not found in the Bavli. The Bible just says that there's an Isser to eat. It doesn't say, therefore, there's a mitzvah to this Havra. Right? I don't know what that means, but it means something. But okay, we're getting too far afield. Okay, let's just try to... let's say it like this. Mistaver like this. If the din of Seudas Havra is focused on the Avel himself, in other words, if the primary trigger, let's say, is that there's an Isser for him to eat, and his Avelos is more intense day one, so then it would be more mistaber, like Tosfos says, that the Isser should be all of Yom Rishon. If I'm worried about Rabbeinu Yeruchim land, that maybe he might starve himself, etc., there's no svara whatsoever that Seuda Rishona should be different than Yom Rishon. Do we agree to that? Right? For Rabbeinu Yeruchim, if anything, I could say extends all Shiva Yomim, like he says. But Yom Rishon, I could say, Mitzad Nihuge Avelos, you know that Yom Rishon is more Chama. Mitzad Nuchama, I don't know if there is a Chomer of Seuda Rishona. Mitzad Nuchama, excuse me, I could say that for Seuda Rishona, there's more of an inyan of Nuchama to try to bring you back into the fold. That you feel so distant, we want to bring you back in, so there's more an inyan of Nuchama at Seuda Rishona. That I could hear. But if it's out Nihuge Avelos, it's very hard to hear. Yeah. Ruben? Okay.
Even for Rabbeinu Yeruchim, once you've eaten that first meal,
once I've eaten the first meal, it shows that he doesn't want to kill himself anymore, so then he can continue. Perhaps. I mean, there's a nothing here is makra. Okay. I mean, it's very possible that all of this alumnus doesn't really flow. Okay, again, there are a few interesting nekudos that just come up in this halacha. Let's just discuss it from maybe without the perspective of alumnus. We'll try to say it like this. What about an Ovir, the Taz comments, let's say an Ovir lives in the community and there's no one to bring him food. Is he allowed to eat? In other words, this question seems to also be the same chicken and egg question. What's primary? Is the Isser for him to eat primary, or is the Mitzvah for them to feed him primary? Right? If there's an independent Isser for the Ovir to eat of his own food, so then it would make sense that when they... it would make sense that if there's no one to bring him food, but Lamaisa, he has an Isser. But if I hold that it's their mitzvah of Nechama, if I focus more the way I was trying to say the Lavush says, if it's primarily a mitzvah of Nechama, so then it would make sense that for a mitzvah of Nechama, if they don't do their mitzvah of Nechama, but showing that shouldn't impact on me. And if I live in the desert community and there's no food, so then I could eat myself. Right? That part, I think, makes a little bit of sense. Maybe we won't plug it into the Lavush and the Rabbi Nirachim. Fine. Rav Shechter, now the Taz says that if I live on a desert island, I'm allowed to eat. The Sefer Shevet Yehuda disagrees with the Taz. Chacham Ovadia Yosef writes in the Chazon Ovadia on page Tavtzadi Aleph that since there's a Beferish Meiri who writes like the Taz, if you live on a desert island, you're allowed to eat, so Memele you should paskin like the Taz, not like the Shevet Yehuda, and this might impact, at least in theory, as to which of these obligations is primary. Is it more of an Isser, or is it more of a mitzvah? Rav Shechter in the Sefer, first it was in the Sefer Yekara Dechayim, which was the Sefer that Karen Biavna put out when the Rosh Hashiva Rav Goldrich was Nifter, then it was reprinted in the Sefer Ginas Egos. It's in Ginas Egos on page Tzadi Hey. Rav Shechter has the following Chiddush. He wants to say that, how is Sudas Havra done in most cases? Sudas Havra is done that the person is Nifter, and then there's going to be a Levaya, let's say, in the afternoon. So the family, the friends, let's say, they prepare a meal, and they go over to the house before you go to the Levaya, and they put the meal in the refrigerator. And then when the Avelim return from the Levaya, so then the Avelim partake in that food, right? Zaktav Shechter, if the Inyan of Seudas Havra is one of Nichum Avelim, so you're not Yotze Nichum Avelim when you give it Bishas, when they're all out at the funeral, because that's Misha Mesel Mutal Lefanov, Eimenachem and Misha Mesel Mutal Lefanov, right? And one could argue a little bit further that who says there's a Kiyum of Nechama just by having the food there? Maybe the Kiyum of Nechama involves my presence. Like just to me, for me to drop food off and leave it in someone's refrigerator, mehecha tesi, that's a kiyum of nechama. For the Rabbeinu Yeruchim land, so to speak, if I assume that's not a kiyum in nechama, so avada you're yotze the mitzvah, right? If the mitzvah of the mitzvah of the neighbors, of the friends, is to make sure that the avel doesn't kill himself, or others say it in a slightly different way, that we're worried that the avel is going to eat too much and get too engrossed in his eating to drown his sorrow, we don't want that to happen. So we give the Avil a moderate amount of our food, not his food, right? But in either case, l'cha'ora, you don't need my presence, and even, right, b'shas, even during the time of Aninus, one could perhaps fulfill the inyan of Sudas Havra'a. Yeah?
I'm not sure if I understood the second part of that. According to Rabbi Yeruchim, the only role that the neighbors play is making sure that the person is not hurting himself physically. So by putting it
in the refrigerator.
What's the difference between his food and their food?
Right, so apparently, maybe there's some stress that I left food for you. Did you eat it? Mm-hmm. In other words, if it's your own food, we're relying on you. So then you'll. Yeah, obviously.
In a sense, there is an aspect of the Chama by the Avil seeing someone that had brought food to him, right?
I think so. This is sort of what Yaakov Grun was mentioning before, that all of the svaris here are really, interrelate. It's very hard to come up with genuine nafkaminas. The Rav wanted to say that there are nafkaminas between these two things. In that piece in the Shi'urei HaRav on page Memtes, he wanted to make nafkaminas about whether it's all day or only the first meal, whether it applies on Chol HaMoed or not. Not Mukhrach, yeah. The real inyan of Sudas Havra should be that when the Avelim return from the funerals, then the neighbors knock on the door and say, here's lunch, here's dinner. Now, we should point out that it says in Shulchan Aruch that if the Levaya is late in the afternoon and they return, let's say, after nightfall, or they return right before nightfall, so then it could be there's no inyan of Sudas Havra at all. No? Sudas Havra is only that same day. If they're returning at night, right? According to the Ramon, Sif Gimel, right? Imlo hivruhu biyom rishon shenim shach ad halayla muter lecha b'layla mishalo ve'in sarach havra'a. Right? So if you have a late afternoon levaya, so it could be there's no inyan of havra at all. That's what should emerge in the Ramon. Okay? Yeah.
Also, my son, does an avil have to go through? Does he have to like make sure he's not kona the food? Like in these cases, they bring.
That's your time. So again, the nosein of the food doesn't have in mind for the oval to be kona until the.
Isn't this whole
and I can't be kona about karcha.
Isn't that tosos and sachem? If he picks it up and he starts eating it, he can't do the joy. How do you has all actually? Or does it not matter? Like it started out as from somebody else. That's the ikar. Like how do you make sure you're not?
Lechore means that it started out from somebody else. But you're asking an interesting kasha. At what point lemaisa always becomes the oval's food? That's
right,
your taina. Certainly by the time he's eating it becomes food. The answer is that no, I'm not makna it to you unless.
But isn't it when I start eating, it's impossible.
It becomes mine. Yeah. But at that point, he's already eating it, so that solves the issue. It happens that, by the way, it's quoted, I don't know if it's for this reason, but it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim that for every person, when I give them bread, I should not put the bread directly in their hand. For an Ovel, I'll put it directly in their hand. Why that is because of Psukim in Eicha Persa Tzion Biyodeha. That's how we darish in that the Prusa for Avelim is given in the hand. But perhaps one could make a real Lumdisha case similar to what you're saying. That if I put in your hand, you could say that I'm still controlling it. And as opposed to if I put it down, then maybe. I don't want to say that, but it's an interesting suggestion. Yeah. Fine. Now. Is an avel the pasuk in Yechezkel and Perchof Dalad? Perchof Dalad of Yechezkel, basically, Yechezkel Novi is told not to be misavel. But we learn out from what he was told not to do that what we should be doing, right? So it says that by Yechezkel HaNovi, the psukim say, V'lechem anoshim lo tochal, that you shouldn't eat bread of other people. That implies that every other avel should eat bread of other people, and that's the inyan of Seudas Havra'ah. And the Gemara said a lashon of lechem. Some poskim assume, the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Sif Beis, that the din is only on lechem, that the iser of eating and the mitzvah of Seudas Havra'ah, lechora these are linked, applies to lechem bedafka. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Even a tavshil, an avel is allowed to eat on his own. So he could take out his own pasta from the refrigerator and eat it. Right? That's the shita of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Chacham Ovadia Yosef, in the Chazon Ovadia, page Tav Peches, again, this is all in volume 1. Chacham Ovadia says that he thinks even a tavshil is osir. You see, Chazal say on the pasuk Vayozed Yaakov Nozid, right? Vayavo Esav min asadev hu oyev, that Yaakov Avinu is cooking a meal. Why is Yaakov Avinu cooking a meal? Yaakov Avinu cooking a meal because Avram Avinu had been nifter, and Yitzchak is an avel, and Yaakov is giving Yitzchak Avinu sudas havra. No, what's he giving of sudas havra? Lentils, right? L'cha'ora, that's not lechem. So you see, and Rabbeinu Bachya on the pasuk says this over there. You see that there is a kiyum of sudas havra, or again the iser to eat, the mitzvah to give suda l'cha'ora, which are linked applies to non-lechem items. That's the impression that you get. What about shtia? Is an other allowed to take a drink on his own beforehand? So many poskim are makel on this. Chacham Ovadia is makel. The Badei HaShulchan is no telahachmer on this question. In other words, according to the Badei HaShulchan, an Avel should not even take a drink from his own stuff beforehand. Now, the Pasuk says, Lechem Anoshim Lo Tochal. So I could say that Shtiyah is Bechlal Achila, like the Gemara in Yoma says, no? That drinking and eating is one and the same. It's very hard to assume that drinking is constitutes Lechem. Right? That Lechora is impossible, but if you hold that it's an Isser of Achila, and the Isser Achila extends to all other foods as well, so then one could argue that what? One could argue that shtiya is also going to be asr. There's a shtik oraya from Shulchan Aruch that it is going to be that everything is asr. You see, Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel says, if the Avil wants to not eat anything the first day, the Avil is allowed to fast, no? That's the way the Shach in Sif Katan Dalet understands it. If the Avil doesn't want to eat, the Avil is allowed to fast. Now, this comes up in the Mordechai. The Mordechai is the source of this din. And the Mordechai is saying that really what the Avil is doing is, Zok the Mordechai, is that the Avil is deciding that he's not going to, comes from Yerushalmi, etc., that if you want to not eat, you don't have to eat. And you could fast. In other words, he's foregoing his Sudas Havra'ah, and therefore he's fasting. If you're going to say that the Avil is allowed to snack, let's say, to eat Tavshilim, or to drink without Sudas Havra'ah, so then this din would never come up, no? The fact, the way Shulchan Aruch is quoting this din, it sounds like the Avil is fasting. Why? Because he is foregoing his Sudas Havra'ah. So you get the impression that Sudas Havra'ah is kolel all types of eating. That's what Rav Avakon wants to suggest, yeah. Yeah, no, so, right. If we're worried that the Avil is going to be starving himself to death, so then l'cha'ora. So apparently, for Rabbeinu Yerucham, we're worried the Avil is going to starve himself to death. Therefore, Chazal are metakein to offer him a seuda to prevent that. Once I offer him a seuda, so then maybe this is what Yaakov was saying before. Then that is enough of a nechama for him that he won't be so sad and distraught that he won't want to kill himself. Yeah. I mean, you have to say along those lines, but the nice thing we pass in Shulchan Aruch, right? That if the other wants to fast, he's allowed to. Yeah, Jason. Can you just speak louder?
When we say when Israel Achila is on lechem or pasta as well, is that regards to him eating of his own food instead of people bringing him food?
I'm assuming that whatever he's not allowed to eat himself is what they are mechuyev to bring him. That's my general assumption. This assumption is not 100% muchrach, like everything we're saying today, but this assumption is not muchrach. If you look, by the way, in the Badei HaShulchan, on page Kuf Yud, in the Dibur HaMasa Mishalo, he wants the Taina that it could be that the Avel is that your Mekayim Sudas Havra with items that are not lechem, right, that the friends bring him non-bread items, but his Isser to eat is only lechem. He entertains it both ways. I think you could say anything you want over here. But the Pashtus is, and that's what Chacham Ovadia has in the Tshuva and Cheot Beisim and Chafei, the Pashtus is that these issues are connected. That whatever the, is Nichlal and the Isser, there's the Chiyuv to bring to. Yeah.
China's question about the fasting.
Right.
Jerusha in Aleph addresses this and says that the guy fasting is like a yotzin and a klal, and even Rabbi Yerucham seems like they're like not gozer the din on him at all.
In other words, that what Chazal were worried that every avil is going to be so distraught that he'll try to kill himself. Therefore, they instituted that you should give him food. Once they instituted that you should give him food, so Mimela, we're not where you'll be so distraught. We solved that problem. There might be a guy who decides to fast. He's a different type of bird. We're not. If you're deciding to fast, Ms. Dummy, you're not going to kill yourself.
You don't have to say the thing about you being
like
the
nothing. Okay. Fine. Now, Shulchan Aruch says that, yeah, Noah.
The sir of the Yagla not eating his own food, that applies from the Kavura.
L'chora.
Not before the
L'chora does not apply to an Oni. And I was thinking about this, like very often the Avelim on the way to the cemetery are going to stop off and buy themselves some sodas, no? It's a hot day, they have to do a Kavura, they want to take a drink, no? So they'll stop off to buy a soda. Are they allowed to do that? I mean, maybe they shouldn't be. They shouldn't do anything besides the kvura, but they need this for the kvura. So l'chora, you're right. L'chora only begins at the time the kvura. That's when the iser sets in, right? And for an onain, presumably there is no iser. I was looking around to see if anyone would be discussing a shalom b'feresh. It seems logical to me what you're saying, but I'm not 100% sure. Yeah, Ephraim?
Anybody besides Madash Shulchan holds that drinking is a problem?
Yeah. Who else assumes drinking is a problem? He quotes the people. I could look to see who he's quoting. He's not saying this on his own. Fine. Now, Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Tes says, Makom shenahagu lahavros bebasar yayin minei matamim osin. Right? If you want to do havra with chosh of food, like meat and wine, you can do so. Umavrin tchila bebeitzim or betavsho shadoshim zecher laveos achach ochem kol tzarkam. Shulchan does not say anything about bringing bread. It doesn't say anything about bringing a drink, no? It talks about if you want to bring kosher food, that's not a problem. You want to bring basar and yayin. Generally, we bring beitzim and tavsho first. The minhag, by the way, today is that you use bagels, no? That's the standard passage of the Sefer, because the idea of an egg is that an egg ain't lo peh. There's no crease in the egg. It's just circular all around. A bagel, an uncut bagel, right? An uncut bagel also doesn't have a crease. So that's the practice. Who was it? One of my friends, I forgot. One of my friends, the first time he had a shayla was about Suda, was a Sudas Havra shayla, like his first Levaya or whatever. And so he calls up a rabbi and he says, what do you bring for Sudas Havra? So the rabbi says, bagels. It turns out it's like right before Pesach. You couldn't get bagels anywhere. The guy's like going nuts, and he was like, "Well, worry, whatever." Just a story, but yeah.
What about like regular challah or?
It should be a round item because of galgal hachozer ba'olam. Or again, you can give any type of bread, but you should bring the eggs also. Rabbi Kiva Eger says when you bring the eggs should be peeled in advance because if the avel is going to peel the eggs himself, it's mechzikra avson. It appears like the avel is what's it called? It appears like he's ravenous. There is a discussion according to those who assume that drinking is forbidden also. So is an avel who has not yet received seudas havra allowed to make havdalah on wine Matzei Shabbos? So the Geshar Chaim is Mekel because he says that's a Shtiyah Shal Mitzvah. The Badei HaShulchan says he doesn't know any Svara by Shtiyah Shal Mitzvah why it should be different. Chazon Avadia, Chacham Avadia wants to say that he thinks that if Rabbeinu Yerucham is the governing Svara over here, that we're worried that the Ovel is going to be so sad and depressed he won't eat, so he says that's not going to be Shayach by a Mitzvah. Everyone's going to want to do Mitzvahs themselves. So Avadia is going to drink the wine himself. That's the way he entertains it. But in other words, you might be so depressed that you won't eat a regular meal. But a mitzvah avada that you'll do. That's his svara. Again, you can ding stuff any way you want, but that's it's an idea. Yeah. Ellie?
How do you have this mitzvah?
Yeah. How do you have this mitzvah?
If you die on Shabbos, so you can be known in the Kabbalah, or we're saying this doesn't apply during Aninas, and if he was buried on Friday, there's no more.
So again, so if he was buried before, and there's machlokas mechaber amon sefiud aleph, no? The mechaber holds, right, this could happen according to the mechaber holds that I don't do havra, let's say, on Shabbos, but there is an inyan of havra, Motzei Shabbos, first thing, right? the first opportunity after, that's what the Mechaber holds. So according to the Mechaber, the scenario will come up. According to the Ramah, came in Shenidcha Nidcha.
Why would it just be a case where it came with a guy who died on Shabbos and he's doing Havdalah on Sunday because the Kippur was on Sunday?
A guy died on Shabbos?
Or on Friday, they couldn't do it. Anytime he died, the first chance is on Sunday, so he'll do Havdalah on Sunday.
He'll do Havdalah on Sunday after the Kippur.
Yeah, that's all the time.
Is that true? That we have to talk about later on in Simin Tough, whether there's Tashlumin for that Havdalah or
not.
By Havdalah we do Tashlumin. Okay. So if we do Tashlumin by Havdalah, so Enoch HaNamis, and that scenario works out. Okay.
So go to Bajor, what does he do? He can't make Havdalah, and he can't make Havdalah on bread.
Someone has to give him... No, you can't make Havdalah on bread. That's what Fresh Shulchan, but someone has to bring him wine to make Havdalah on. He can't be his own wine. Right? Can't be his own line. Fine. Now, when Shulchan Aruch says that you use the eggs, mustama means eggs in addition to bread and a drink. Yeah.
Sounds like we learned out this whole thing from a pasuk, right? And therefore, should be like a
zerat hakatuv. Again, so now this is the hard issue that we've been dealing with all day. It's exeris hakasuv, kind of, but there's also svaras that are governing it. It says lechem anoshen lo tochal. But it also said, but also we're working with svaras of is it a kiyum and nichum aveilim or not? Don't know. Shulchan Aruch mentions that we have ra'ah. What about have ra'ah for a tinok who dies before lamid yom? So then, for sure, there's no aveilos, so there's no have ra'ah. May that sifrav. Im avin al katan elam kain hu ben shloshim yom shleimim. O kimle bay shekololo chadoshav. In other words, if it's kimlan that the kid is a full term baby, so then we are mavre on such a katan. That's the din. In Simon Shin Nun Gimel, in Sif Dalid, we talk about a tinok who dies, and the halacha is ein omdin olav b'shura, ein omrim olav birkas aveilam v'tanchume aveilam, afilu im kinlan shekololo chadashav. Right? Notice that there's no nechama for a kid who dies, even if it's kinlan shekololo chadashav. So for some reason, right, if it's kinlan shekololo chadashav, so then there is havra'ah, right? There is sudas havra'ah, but there's no Nechama, it says in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Nun Gimel in that situation. This is a shtickle kasha on the Lavush's approach. Right? According to the Lavush, that it's a din in the Havra, it's a din in Nechama, so how do we factor in this din of the Katan? Fine.
Can you explain the case
again? What? A Katan is Kimlan Shekolo Chadoshav. We Katan dies within 30 days, but we know for sure that it's a product that's a full baby, that the baby's not a nephil. Either the husband was Bal Pirish, so we know for sure it was a 9-month baby, right? Or the doctors tell you somehow, perhaps that would also suffice. We know for sure that the baby is not a nephil. So in that situation, Shulchan Aruch says it is Havra'ah. But in that same situation, there's no Nichum. The din is that there's no avelos at all if a child does within 30 days if we're not kimlon shekolo chadoshav. If we are kimlon shekolo chadoshav, there is avelos, but there still is no nichum. That's in Shin Nun Gimel Sif Dalad. But there is havra'ah. That's our question. Sif Zayin in Shulchan Aruch is interesting, no? Sif Zayin says, Marbitzin mechabdin bebeis ha'abel, madichin ka'aros kosot tzolchiyos, the ketonios, in other words, you're allowed to clean up the house. The envian shamlo besamim vlo mugmar. But we don't bring in fragrance into the base of oval. They used to put these spices on top of coals, which make the whole house smell nice. That we don't do in the base of oval. But if it's a bias shahames sham, then we do it. But you don't make a bracha. In other words, we bring these spices in where the corpse is lying in order to make sure shalo yasriach. The Badei HaShulchan has a question, is this a chiyuv to do so or is it not a chiyuv to do so? There's a truth on Rav Moshe Sternbach where he doesn't like the fact that many funeral homes, they put the body in the in the refrigerator, he says, because that's not proper. You should leave the body out and do shmira the normal way, etc. Again, if you hold there's a chiyuv to prevent shelo yasriach, so that's exactly why they're doing it. Fine. And then it says also in omim shmua va'agada bebeis ha'avel ela yoshim edomimim, that you don't talk in learning in the beis ha'avel, you don't say halacha, you don't say agada, right? But you sit there and you are silent. These are the dinim. Now, these dinim, l'cha ora, right, about not bringing the fragrant stuff into the beis ha'avel, what's the pshat in this? And why is it that we don't say shmua va'agada bebeis ha'avel? So one could argue that these are dinim because, and the Nemuke Yosef says something like this, that these things are tanugim, these things are additional pleasures, and we don't want the avel to have tanugim. And not only do we not want the avel to have tanugim, but there's a halacha that beveis ha'avel, there should not be tanugim. Anywhere in that house, any additional pleasure should not be brought in. That could be the pshat in this din. It's an additional tainug, and learning is also considered additional tainug. I see from this din also, and if that's the pshat, fine. Alternatively, maybe there's a pshat that there's some inyan of hesach hadas, that we're worried if you'll have the nice fragrances, or you'll be saying shmur v'agoda, maybe the other will be mesiach das, but be it as it may, you see from this din, says Rav Soloveitchik, and this is quoted both in the Nefesh HaRav on page Reish Nun Daled and in the Sefer Be'ikve Hatzon, right? Says the Rav, you see from here that there are halachos, nihugim, in the Beis HaAvel. These are not dinim on the Avel himself, or on the Avel herself. But these are dinim in the Beis Ha'avel. In other words, there is later on in Shulchan Aruch a din that's asur for an avel, simen shin pei daled, it's asur for an avel to learn Torah. How come I need this din in se'if, in shin ayin chesiv zayin, of ein omim shmu'a beveis ha'avel? Zak the Rav, the pshat is that there's an isur in Beis Ha'avel to learn. There's an independent din on Beis Ha'avel. In Beis Ha'avel, you cannot learn. That's where the Rav said it. And there are two different Gemaras about this also. There's the Gemara about Pekudei Hashem Yishar Mesam Chelev, etc. That's about the Avel and his Isser of Talmud Torah. And then there's the Gemara of Eino Mim Shmua, the Beis HaAvel, and Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, that you don't learn in the Beis HaAvel. That's the halacha for the Rav. This is the din. Therefore, the Rav was very upset that in Batei Avel, they often learn Mishnayis, between Mincha and Ma'ariv. The Rav said that you shouldn't do this because it's a violation of this new halacha called Beis HaAvel. The minhag, of course, in the Velt is that people do learn Mishnayis. So what's the pshat in the minhag of the Velt that people learn Mishnayis, the Beis HaAvel? So there are different suggestions that are made. If you look in the Gemara in Daf Chof Gimel and Aleph, the Gemara really has a machlaikas, no? The first opinion is, Ein Olim Shmur Va'agoda Beis HaAvel. Then Amru Alav Reb Chanina ben Gamliel Shahaya Omer Shmua VaAgada BeBeis HaAvel. Reb Chanina ben Gamliel did say Shmua VaAgada BeBeis HaAvel. Says the Rashash, I don't understand. How come we paskin lahachmir on the shaila? We should apply the general rule of Halach Kedivrei HaMekel BeAvel. Point one. Point two, he says, is that even though the Rambam paskins Ein Omer Shmua VaAgada BeBeis HaAvel, but the Rif and the Rush quote the Gemara straight, which means that they're quoting also the statement of Reb Chanina ben Gamliel. Which means that they are quoting the statement that you're allowed to learn Beveis HaAvel. Zak the Rashash, you know what? I'm not exactly sure why Shulchan Aruch paskins lahachmir. I don't know the answer. But this defends minhag ha'olam. The minhag of people that they learn Mishnayis Beveis HaAvel, says the Rashash, is because they are relying on the fact that we hold, like Reb Chanina ben Gamliel, that you're allowed to say Shmua V'Agada Beveis HaAvel. That's the Chiddush of the Rashash on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Arech HaShulchan in here, in Sif Zayin and Sif Ches, and then Sif Tes, the Arech HaShulchan is bothered by this Kasha also. And the Arech HaShulchan says a suggestion that if you look in the Ramban in Torah Sa'odom, the Ramban quotes that Ein Omim Shmua V'Agoda Beveis HaAvel, the Ramban quotes in a different context entirely. The Ramban is talking about Chocham Shemes, that his base medrash is batal. No, we had, I think, did we speak about this then or not? I don't remember. But the Medina de Gemara, when the Talmud Chacham is niftis, so and no one learns any Torah in his base medrash, and instead you give hespedim the whole time. Zuck the Arach HaShulchan, that the Ramban in that context says, Ein om mishmo avagod b'vesa avel. In other words, that we're talking about a Chacham Shemes. Now, in that situation, ein om mishmo avagod. But when it comes to learning Mishnayis, so he wants to say that's going to be permitted because the learning of Mishnayis, he says, is considered Kvodo Shemes. And now it's Kvodo Shemes, right? So, therefore, we're allowed to do it. That's what the Arach HaShulchan says, and that's the way it's paskined in the Badei HaShulchan as well. The Badei HaShulchan Sifkat Nun Aleph paskins that you're allowed to learn Mishnayis in the Beis HaAvel because it's considered Kvodo Shomeis. However, he suggests that the Avel should leave the room when you learn Mishnayis. Again, for the Rav, you wouldn't learn Mishnayis with Beis HaAvel. I remember I was very nervous when my mother was sitting Shiva a few years ago because I was like learning carrying Yeshiva. And I was like sort of kind of a family rabbi a little bit, but everyone else is like, no one's a YU guy in my mother's family. And like, so I'm like, yeah, should we say not to learn Mishnayis? Like, is this a Davar HaTamu El Rabim? Not to learn Mishnayis, like during, you know? So what I did, I came up with an Eitzah, is that we learned the third parak of Moed Katan Mishnayis between Mincha and Ma'ariv. That's what we did. I thought this solved the problem. Now, even according to the Rav, maybe that would be permitted, although Yesh Ladan, probably Mistama, those things which you're allowed to learn, you're allowed to learn Bevesa Ava also, Lachora, that should be the Halacha. Oh, so now, the Avel is going to leave the room when they learn the Mishnayis, normal Mishnayis, not Moed Katan. Moed Katan, he could stay in. Then he'll come in, he'll say Kaddish. Says the Tshuva in the Tzitz Eliezer, in the Evan Yaakov, Simin Nun Beis, that that's not proper. Because the other can't just enter to say Kaddish after the learning if the other wasn't present for the learning. Usually, what happens is, you come in and you say, Amar b'chanam ha'kashe, or to go shul zachos is Yisrael, but the other can't learn that either. Right? So what hetter do you have? So the Tzitz Eliezer writes that when he was in Avel, he would say a certain brayse on Bavakam on Dav Chav Zayin, and then he would say Kaddish after. Now, it's also interesting because if you look in the Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim in the Magen Avraham, it sounds like the reason you say Kaddish is out the Psukim. You don't say Kaddish out the learning of Mishnayis. You really say Kaddish when you learn Mishnayis because in Mishnayis you quote Psukim. That's why you were telling me in Breuers they don't say Psukim in the old meaning of Frankfurt. So they didn't say Psukim after learning, therefore they wouldn't say Kaddish because the Kaddish is only after Psukim. So when we say the Brisa B'chanan Ben Kasha, we're saying the Kaddish because Shenema Hashem Chofetz Man Tzidko Yagdol Torah V'Yadir. We're saying Kaddish for the Pasuk. We're not saying Kaddish for the Mishnah itself. It happens that, if I'm not mistaken, the Braisa that he chose in that Tshuva in the Tzitz Eliezer is a Braisa that doesn't have a Pasuk. But here you have to carefully choose a Braisa that has a Pasuk also, and it's a Pasuk that's mutter for an Avil to learn, and then to say Kaddish in order to fulfill this issue. So, yeah. Again, the Mishnah Brura, I think. The Mishnah Brura assumes that every Kaddish is only after Torah Shebiksav. That might be machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Taz. That requires Yishuv Hadas to go through. I have an approach to this, but I haven't thought about it in many years. Okay. Now, what are some of the Dinim Beveis HaAvel? So the Dinim Beveis HaAvel, we said, is that Ein Omrim Shmua Va'agoda. There's a din in the Beis HaAvel that you can't have these besamim l'chora. Right? There's another din in the Beis HaAvel. The Rav said that She'elas Shalom is usher in Beis HaAvel. It's not only an isher to the Avel itself, but I can't say hello to you. If me and you are both sitting, being Menachem, some Avel, I can't say hello to you because that's an isher of She'elas Shalom, the Beis HaAvel. The Rav understood that, again, when we'll talk about She'elas Shalom, we'll do this in greater detail. But the Rav understood that's also a din in Beis HaAvel. Another din that applies with Beis HaAvel, says the Rav, is the din of Kfiyas Hamita. Kfiyas Hamita is in Yerideya Simin Shin Pei Zayin. It's a halacha that is no longer practiced. That's not like modern Orthodox Judaism. That's a mechaber in the Shin Pei Zayin Sif Beis who says, "Achshav lo nahagu b'kfiyas Hamita." We don't do Kfiyas Hamita anymore because the goyim will say that's kishuf, And therefore, kfiyas hamita is no longer practiced. Also, our beds are not the type of beds that can be turned over easily. So kfiyas hamita is not done. But kfiyas hamita is like a whole daf of Gemara. And it's clear in the Gemara that kfiyas hamita is a din that applies to all of the mitos that you have in the bayis. Any meat I have in the house, there's a chiyuv of kfiyas hamita on, even if it's not a mita that I generally sleep on. So we see from that din of kfiyas hamita that there is a din of beis ha'avel. Kfiyas hamita also, the Gemara says, there's a machlekes in the Gemara in Daf Chav Zayin. There's kfiyas hamita. This is all, by the way, quoted by Rav Shechter in that piece in Be'ikvei Atzon, page 121. Kfiyas hamita, the Gemara says, there's a machlokas in the Gemara. Does kfiyas hamita begin by shas yitzias neshama? Does kfiyas hamita begin by stimas hagolol? Right? It's a little bit strange because all the nihugim of avelos begin by stimas hagolol. The answer is that no, says the Rav, that because this is a different type of nihug avelos. This is a din on the beis ha'avel, so maybe that begins before stimas hagolol. Maybe that begins by yitzias neshama. There's also a halach in the Gemara that kfiyas hamita is the beds are unturned. Right, unoverturned. We make the beds normally when it's Erev Shabbos. Friday afternoon, you make the beds normally, even though the Gemara says that it's usher for the Avil to still sit on the bed, but you make the bed normally. What's the pshat in that? The pshat in that is that the din of Beis HaAvil ends Erev Shabbos late in the afternoon. Even though it's still usher for an Avil to sit on the bed, because there's a special isser for the Avil to be Yoshev on the Mita, and all of the nihugim of Avelos still continue, but Erev Shabbos, late in the afternoon, the din of Beis HaAvel evaporates. Why is this important for us? L'chayra, Shulchan Aruch says we don't do Kfiyas Hamita anymore. The answer is because Rav Soloveitchik and the Chassam Sofer both said that covering the mirrors in the house is a din of Kfiyas Hamita. Right? Kfiyas Hamita, the Gemara derives from a pasuk of Hafachti Panechem or something, right? What was the pasuk? Demusti Yukni Nasati Bahem Vahafachti Al Paneha, something. That's the way the Gemara understands it. That means that our image is inverted, it's turned over, and Kfiyas Hamita symbolizes that. Again, maybe the Mita, because that's where the Isha and Isha get together and they produce new children, so by inverting that, we show that Demusti Yukni is turned over. But by covering mirrors, that might be a kiyum of kfiyas hamita. That l'cha'ora is the pshat, and that means that you have to cover the mirrors an entire beis ha'avel. Now, what's considered beis ha'avel? Let's say sometimes you have, I remember when my grandmother lived, a block away from my parents, and so my mother, she sat shiva in my grandmother's apartment with her siblings, and then at night she'd go back to the house I grew up in, to my parents' house, and she would go to sleep there. But she didn't sit shiva at all in my parents' house. She sat shiva in her mother's house. Is there a chiyuv to cover the mirrors in that house also? So the din seems to be that kfiyas hamita applies b'chol habatim that you have in that ear. If it's a bias outside of the ear, derech rechoka, yud parasa, etc., so then there's no din of kfiyas hamita. But any bias in that ear, there is a din of kfiyas hamita, and therefore you should cover the mirrors in a house where you sleep. Also, if covering the mirrors is a kiyum of kfiyas hamita, like Rav Soloveitchik and the Chassam Sofer said. Let's just do two more sentences, and then we'll take a few quick questions. There are a few other mahalchim, though, in terms of kfiyas hamita. If you'll look in the Tshuva Yabia Omer, Chelek Dalet Simen Lamed Hey, letter Gimel, Chacham Avad assumes that covering the mirrors, I should say it like this, covering the mirrors is either kfiyas hamita, or it's because the Radvaz writes in the Tshuva, this is what Chacham Avad points out, that since we daven beveis ha'avel, so you're not allowed to daven opposite a mirror, because it looks like you're bowing down to yourself. That would mean that the inyan of covering the mirrors is only in the room where you daven, l'chora. Right? That there'd be no inyan to cover the other mirrors as well. The Badei HaShulchan Others assume that the covering of the mirrors is based on some Kabbalah heebie-jeebie, mazikin coming, too young to understand that. But Reb Fivel Cohen in the Badei HaShulchan wants to say here that kfiyas hamita, covering the mirrors, let's go slowly. Simin shin ayin ches if zayin. He's talking about dinim in the base ha'avel. That's what the Rav said. Reb Fivel Cohen agrees with that. He says also it's a din in base ha'avel. Lima Torah is a din in base ha'avel. He had his question about Mishnayis. He answered because of Kvod Shomes, that's why it's mutter. He says that covering the mirrors is also a din in base ha'avel, but for him, the nature of the din is the same as not having these incense burning in the house. In other words, it's considered tanugim. It's an extra unnecessary pleasure that we don't need in life. Many of us wouldn't think of it this way, but he says that the pshat is that a mirror is an unnecessary pleasure, and during the time of Avelos, you should not have unnecessary pleasures. And also, he says it applies to the entire bias, but he's not saying it's a kiyum of kfiyas hamita. If it's not a kiyum of kfiyas hamita, so then maybe it applies only in the house of where they're sitting shiva. It wouldn't apply to another house in the same community. Okay, so let's just summarize what we have in terms of covering the mirrors. Din of davening, only in the room where you daven. There's a din of kfiyas hamita, any house in the city that I own, l'chore I have to cover the mirror. According to Five of Cohen, it's a din of Tainug Yoser. The Tainug Yoser is in the base ha'avel. In other words, it could be that the avel himself shouldn't engage in additional tanugim, so the avel shouldn't look in the mirror, but the chiyuv to cover mirrors, l'cha'ora, it's a big mystery. It's like the most important thing in many people's shiva is covering the mirrors, but it doesn't appear anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. We're grasping for straws to try to find out where it comes from. Yeah, now we'll take a few questions. So, the base avel l'cha'ora is where the avel is sitting. It's preferable to have, the real preference is that they should sit shiva where the mace was nifter. Today, if someone is nifter in a hospital, so it's not feasible, obviously. But if someone is nifter at home, right, so the real preference, this is quoted in many Sparim, the real preference, I think in Shin Ayin Vav, there's a diak to this effect also from the Ramah, that you should sit shiva but bias shenifter sham. Right? That's a chari where it does. We assume that this halacha base avo extends to any place where they're sitting shiva also. Yeah. The chiddush that we're saying, trying to say from Kfiyas Hamita, is that even a different house, right, Tolfa ears also, yeah, Ephraim.
Well, what's the connection between the beds and the mirror?
Between the beds and the mirrors? Because the Gemara learns turning over the bed from a pasuk of Demusti Yukni Nasati Bahem Vafachti, that you should turn over the image. And that says Rav Salvechik with some Sefer, by covering the mirror, it's like I'm turning my image over. I don't have my own image. I'm not looking in the mirror. Right? We learn from a pasuk about turning over images. So L'cha'ora, not showing your image, would be some sort of kiyum of that. Fine. There's a few other dinim very quickly. An avel is not supposed to get drunk, no? There used to be dinim in the time of the Gemara about drinking, 10 cups of wine or something with an avel, right? So these dinim no longer apply. We assume an avel is allowed to drink a little bit of wine, be'emtza ha'se'uda, right? That's beferish in Shulchan Aruch. But now, when Rav Shechter lost his mother, so we have to ask him, pshat in this. So he sent Rabbi Willig right after the Kavura to go and buy him a salami. And he said something to the effect of that an onin is usher bebasar v'yayin, and he wanted to bedafka eat meat after to show that he's no longer an onin. That's already, I don't see that in the poskim over here. We have to ask Rav Shechter, if I remember correctly, that what happened? Yeah.
The Hagos Maimonides
is quoted by whom
end? The Hagos Maimonides is quoted at the end of the Vishnu Seif.
Uh huh.
Dafka
have Basar V'yayin. So that's probably where he got it from. And the Hagos Maimonides is saying, that I'm supposed to.
Oh.
on Yud.
Yeah.
I still don't see it, but maybe you'll show it to me after.
It's the last thing of Yud.
Rabbi Niruchim Orchos Chaim. Yud Aleph? I still don't see it. I trust you.
Don't trust me.
Okay. Oh, Siftes.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, right. Mashon Pekanon, Dol Sagin Shalom Yocha Ha'ovel Basar V'yishne Yayin V'havra Ad Kan. That he really has to. But the Daki Moshe says that the Divri HaTor B'Shem HaRamban Eino Kein. And then the Beis Yosef calls Yerushalmi Mashmer Fakert. It's, right? Okay, but that's the basic story. But Lamaisen, Avel is allowed to drink wine. Now, by Sudas Havra'ah, so then the Shach in Shin Ayin Tes, in Sifkotin Vav, the Shach has a Chiddush. He wants to say that even though an Avel is allowed to be Bezimun the entire time, and Simon Shinai and Tess is all the special dinim of Zimun and Birkas Hamazon Bebeis HaAvel, but Zuk the Shach, by Sudas Havra'a, just like by Shura, Ein Avela Min HaMinyan, by Sudas Havra'a, also the Avel doesn't count. So an Avel is not mitztarif for Zimun by Sudas Havra'a. That's what the Shach says. The Dogel Merivava argues on the Shach. Dogel Merivava says that you are mitztarif for Zimun of 3, but not for Zimun of Yud. Reb Fava Cohen writes in the Badei HaShulchan, he doesn't know the Tam L'chalik, between 3 and 10. Many of the Svarim quote that Reb Shlomo Kluger felt that throughout all of Avelos, an Avel should not bench B'Zimun, which is against Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch talks about Zimun B'Veis HaAvel, right? It's Beferish and Sif Dalet that an Avel is Mitzdara for Tefillah and Zimun, right? The Shach says by Sudas Havra it's different, but Reb Shlomo Kluger says that you shouldn't, and his raya is because of Erev Tisha B'Av. The Suda Mafsekes by Erev Tisha B'Av, we don't do Zimun there. Now, L'cha'ora, that's very different. Over there, that's a special inyan that because it's Avelos Yeshana, we want you to be misboded. We want you to be alone and to focus on the Avelos Yeshana by yourself, to try to reconnect to Chorban Habayis. That probably is unconnected to an inyan of an avel at all. Many of the Sfarim quote this Reb Shlomo Kluger and they reject it. They assume that an avel is allowed to bench Bezimun. When an avel benches Bezimun, some say that the avel should be the one who leaves the Zimun. Because, again, like we mentioned in terms of Kaddish, whatever gets other people to recite brachas is a zuchus for the nifter. And the inyan of Zimun l'cha'ora is that you are charging everyone with, right, nivarech, that you're telling everyone to make a bracha, so the bracha is ki'ilu in your zuchus, so that could be important. Now, Shulchan Aruch has this longer, more elaborate text of Birkas HaMazon, Beveis HaAvel. The Shach adds, Shach tells you exactly how to do it. If you look in the Aretz Grill, they give the whole text. The Be'er HaGola notes that the minhag is not to recite this Birkas HaMazon Beveis HaAvel. And he says, because we're someich on those days that you need a minyan to recite it. That would mean that if you happen to have a minyan Beveis HaAvel, so there's nothing to rely on, and you really should be reciting the more elaborate text of this longer text of Birkas HaMazon, really should be recited. There is a bit of a machlokes in poskim. In Avel, does he recite the harachamund when he benches? The lashon of the Shach in Sifkatan Beis sounds like he should. Shach in Sifkatan Beis says that the Avel should say hugimalanu v'chulei v'choto v'chulei ayachserenu v'chulei harachamund v'chulei. Right? So the Shach is, with all of his v'chuleis, is saying that you should say the Harachamons. In many of the Sfarim, the Sefer Kobal al Avelos quotes like many people who say that you don't say the Harachamons. Again, probably because what? An Avel, why would he not say the Harachamons? Maybe by being Bespata Kadosh Baruch Hu for all these extra things, that's considered that's going to lead to simcha. It's unclear, right? The Nova is not supposed to learn Torah, but why would he not say the harachamans? Right? Psukim shel simcha, you don't say. Like by Havdalah, Lavel doesn't say the psukim shel simcha. No, you don't say hinekel yeshuasi. That's because A, these are psukim shel simcha. B, memel is an iser of Talmud Torah. Why would the Avil not say the harachamans? I don't know. I don't fully understand exactly why you would not say the harachamans. Okay. Just looking to see if there's anything that I planned on saying that I didn't say, but fine. Beseder, thank you for coming. Okay.